Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to our church services today. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we know that you can feel free to bring your families, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God in our Sunday school classes this morning. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship services, and you're invited to come to this service. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again for our afternoon prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening, so you're invited to come to these services, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. And we understand that if you want to hear the truth of what the Bible says, then you can come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, we'd like to continue on the message that we started last Sunday morning concerning what demons believe. And so let's give a brief rundown of what we talked about last time. First of all, we told about the things that demons believe. Number one is that the demons believe in God. And then we got into the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 29, and there we mentioned four things that Satan and his demons believe. Number one, they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Number two, they believe in punishment for sin. Number three, they believe in a set time for punishment of sin. And then number four, the devils believe that Jesus will be the one who will judge them. We also found in the book of Mark chapter 5 and verse 6 that the demons believe in Jesus so much that they worship Him. At least that is what the Bible said. There are some things, however, that we talked about last Sunday morning that the devils do not believe. First of all, we noticed that In their worship of God, they do not have any joy nor pleasure in those things. They have no love nor faith in God. They are not adhering to the precious promises of God. Rather, those things are opposites to them, and they hate to even think about them. Secondly, the demons know that Jesus is a Savior. They just do not believe Him as their own personal Savior. We were talking last time as the program ended concerning the things that Satan uses to deceive. And we were on the first point, that is, that Satan uses sight to deceive. And we talked about how that Satan doesn't appear to us as Satan. He rather appears to us as something that is very, very good and something that would be desired. This is how Satan appeared to Eve in the Garden of Eden. He appeared to her not as Satan, but rather as the serpent, a most beautiful and intelligent of creatures. And there Satan did not paint a picture before Eve of what would really happen when she took of the forbidden fruit, that is, the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Instead, Satan lied to the woman, and she saw that the tree was good for food and pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, and she took of that fruit and ate. What Satan did not tell her was that her and her husband would be cast from the Garden of Eden. Satan did not tell her that one of her sons would kill the other. Satan did not tell her that she would die, that her husband would die, that all of her children would die. Satan did not tell her that the whole human race would be cast into sin and death. Satan does exactly the same thing today to us. Satan paints this very rosy picture of the pleasures of that first alcoholic drink. But Satan fails to show the drunk in the gutter or the broken homes, or the blood on the highway as a result of drunken drivers. Satan doesn't show that. Satan even has the companies that sell alcohol to present their advertisements in such a way to try to picture that that alcoholic company is for the youth and don't want the youth to drink. Satan makes young people think that they are growing up when they are able to smoke their first cigarette, smoke their first cigar, or take the first chew. But Satan will never show that same person gasping for breath because his lungs are destroyed, or Satan will not show the person whose mouth has been surgically removed to keep mouth cancer from spreading. Satan paints a rosy picture of the young person growing up, finally able to get out away from adult supervision, visiting the first R or X-rated movie. But Satan fails to show the unwanted pregnancies, the diseases, the broken homes, and the ruined lives. Satan tries to convince us that we need no authority over us, but in truth, he wants to be the authority. Satan does this by telling us that we are wise enough to make our own decisions, and all the time he is telling us what to do. That's what he did in the Garden of Eden. Many a young person has lost their way because they followed Satan, and many an older person has gone away because they have followed Satan, failing to listen to godly advice. It is absolutely impossible this morning. It's absolutely impossible to describe the many sad things that have happened because of the failure to submit to God's authority. Let me tell you something else. Satan paints a very dark picture about holy living. Satan tells young people that going to church is not any fun. Satan tells young people that living a Christian life and staying away from alcohol and smoke and bars and all of that kind of wild living and giving your life and your heart to God. Satan tries to convince young people that that is not any fun. He presents a very dark picture of holy living. He tries to show that sitting in church, listening to some boring preacher drone on and on, preaching out of a Bible that's out of date, is a total waste of time. Satan tries to tell that to people. And you know a lot of people are believing him, aren't they? Satan tries to show that reading the Bible is unrelated to really living. And the Bible is so hard to understand that only a preacher can get it anyway. Satan does all of those things. Satan uses hearing to deceive. The Bible tells us, this is point number two. The point number one this morning is that Satan uses sight to deceive. And this is point number two, that Satan uses hearing to deceive. Listen, the Bible said in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We can have more faith by hearing more of the word of God. Satan is not ignorant of this fact. Therefore, Satan tries to make everybody dull of hearing, and there are several ways that he does this. One way is by giving us more interesting things to do than by hearing God's word. There was a survey taken by Neil Postman. He's a professor of communication, art, and sciences at the New York University. And there, this survey revealed that the average American family spends 44 hours a week. I'm telling you what this survey said, that the average American family spends 44 hours a week watching television. Now, a lot of people say, "I don't watch that much television." And yet, when the Detroit Free Press offered 120 families in that Detroit area $500 to give up television for 1 month, that is for 30 days, 93 families turned them down flat. Satan uses television. Uses what is seen and what is heard on television to adjust our consciences to accept wickedness, evil, and sin. I know that if you're an older person listening to this broadcast this morning, the way you were brought up and the things that you were taught is right and wrong is certainly not what is shown on the average television program today. And you know in your own heart that that's right. Television programs usually start out with everything going fine. Then there is a problem that presents itself. Then everything is falling apart. Then a solution presents itself. And that closes the program and everything is going fine. You know how long that takes? It takes 30 minutes, an hour, maybe 2 hours, 3 hours if it's a long movie. You know, people began to expect that life ought to be just like that. They become quickly discouraged with the pastor and with the church that can't neatly wrap up a problem, prescribe the proper pill or matching prayer that will quickly solve all of their problems and exit smiling all in less than 30 minutes. They do not understand why that the pastor, why that the church, why that the Sunday school teachers spend 30 to 45 minutes, 3 or 4 times a week, talking about long-term solutions to life's problems. Solutions that require hard work. They don't understand. And yet a look in the Bible will reveal all of these things that are so. Another way that Satan is used to dull men's minds as far as hearing is concerned is the use of music. There's nothing wrong with godly music. But today, it is very difficult to find godly music, especially if you're going to listen over the airwaves. It's very difficult. Most of the music is ungodly and heathenistic. Rock music, with its driving, pounding beat, causes the immature emotions of adolescents to be warped into believing that the doctrines taught by the rock lyrics are right. It's a shame. It's really a shame that most parents don't have the intestinal fortitude to tell their own children to turn it off or to burn them up or to throw them away. It's a well-known fact that many rock musicians have died from drug overdose, and that many of the rock songs encourage the use of drugs, alcohol, and premarital sex, even suicide. Country music is not much better. About the only difference, I can understand much country, but a lot of the rock music, I can't understand the words. And then there's religious rock. That's religious music set to a rock beat. I'm sure Satan likes this because it deceives many people. The musicians and listeners to this music can do everything the world does, yet still retain their, quote, Christianity, unquote. A popular religious rock singer has defended her use of alcohol as a beverage and dressing, undressing in a bikini. Paul said that in the last days there would be a form of religion, but people would deny the power thereof. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5. What is the solution? Well, I wish there were some quick, easy answers, but solutions don't come easy. It comes a long time. Listen, you have ahead of you a lifetime of satanic assaults. Don't be discouraged, but let each problem that you face draw you closer to God. Remember, Satan is a deceiver. Satan cannot and he will not show the pleasure of true salvation. Satan will not show the pleasure of real worship. Satan will not show the pleasure of a husband and wife raising their family after the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He just won't do that. How will this all end? For some people, it will end in hell. Are you one of those? Make your own salvation sure. We appreciate you listening to this radio program. And we're thankful that God has allowed us the opportunity to be on the air. We invite your questions and comments. And we see that our time has slipped away, so we'll leave and invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.